On October 1st, the El Faro was on its weekly run between Jacksonville and Puerto Rico when it lost propulsion just north of San Salvador Island in the Bahamas. Without power, the El Faro drifted into the path of Hurricane Joaquin, took on water, and sank, killing all 33 crew members on board. A Navy search team discovered the wreckage October 31st in 15,000 feet of water. The ship's voyage data recorder has yet to be found. CBS says the National Transportation Safety Board gave 60 Minutes permission to report on its investigation and to show footage of the El Faro nearly 3 miles below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. The ship's sinking has been called the worst U.S. maritime disaster in 35 years. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.